Vandals have no love for Barry's landmark sign. The Heritage Park sign was defaced overnight with the words and symbols, Dirty Dollar, and Clean Hands, with a circled X and the words, But Lies, on the nearby concrete pavement. Cown. Mike McCann, who's running for mayor in the October 24 city election, raised the money needed to design and construct the sign, which has been called Heart Barry or Love Barry. Every city has ugliness and it's disheartening when it shows up on something beautiful, he said of the defacing Monday morning. McCann said he doesn't know who would deface the landmark sign. Someone immature and small thinking, he told Barry today. The Ward 10 councillor has said this sign is intended to unite Barry, to help businesses by driving residents and visitors to the downtown and have them celebrate the city by being photographed with the landmark sign. The Love Barry landmark sign is doing its job, showing that Barry is a loving city and that we care about each other, McCann said. The philanthropists, council and community have pulled together and made this happen, he added. This has been a gigantic success, has been celebrated and will be celebrated for many years. There has been some controversy with funds raised for the sign, however. It cost $200,000, but a city memo says $375,000 was raised, although McCann has said it's closer to $300,000. He has promised a full accounting of the funds, but has not produced one to this point. Financials will be provided once all expenses and money is in, he said Monday morning. A May 30, 2022 memo to Barry councillors lists 12 $20,000 sponsors, 11 $10,000 sponsors and 5 $5,000 sponsors. That totals $375,000 for the fundraising campaign, although the memo doesn't add up the contributions. On June 28, 2021, City Council passed a motion that any funds raised on top of the $200,000 for the Heart, Love, Barry sign, where no donation receipts have been issued, be donated to Save the Beaver and Save the Turtle programs in the city. This past June, McCann said he collected Harmonized Sales Tax, HST, and sent it to the federal government. Also that he hired a professional accounting firm to prepare a spreadsheet of money in and money out, which he would be sharing with the city's finance department once all the money is collected. The sign is located in Heritage Park, directly on the entry axis to the downtown waterfront park, as people come across Simcoe Street from Meridian Place. Council added $15,000 to the city's operations department budget, beginning this year, to cover costs of potential graffiti removal and winter maintenance on and around the sign. Barry City Police said Monday morning the defacing has not been reported to them, as of 8:46 a.m., and that police do not act unless it has been reported. It would need to be reported by the City of Barry, since it is a city sign and on city property. The city's graffiti abatement program involves removing it as soon as possible.